Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9WATD.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And just a quick note, just a little side note here for folks. And that is usually during this segment, this is usually the Statehouse segment, but I usually reserve the right, if we got a special or a unique event that's coming up like this one that we're going to talk about, I'd like to use this segment. It's a nice lead-in from the news, and usually it's something that is very important to the community. We have Officer Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg here. She is no stranger to this program, and we're going to talk with her for a few minutes about some workshops that are taking place in the city of Brockton, and they're very unique in the way that not only do they help parents in a couple of major areas, whether it's social media or the ongoing drug epidemic that we have that's growing every day here on the South Shore. Officer, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First and foremost, talk to me about, I know we didn't have a chance to get you in when this is a three series of workshops.
Three-part series.
Oddly enough, is when you were going to be kicking off the first one, I just erroneously like, hey, you want to come in? You're like, that's when the workshop kicks off. I'm like, oh, darn.
It happens.
So we want to at least make sure that we made the effort to get you in to promote two different ones that are going to be coming up. Talk to us about the first workshop, I believe, that's coming up on the 21st of this month.
Yes. This series started last year, the summer series, and it was really successful because I think it very nicely augments what Jane Feroli does with Parents Academy during the school year. So we noticed over the summer, there's a need for education, and the parents responded by saying it's more relaxed because the kids aren't in school and they're not going from one sports thing or one meeting to the next. So we put together the summer series, and it's a collaboration with the mayor's office, Brockton's Promise Safe Places, and Operation Divinity. So this year we decided to do a three-part series. The first one we did in June was Discipline and Setting Limits, Preventing Bullying. Very successful. I'm looking very forward to workshop two, which is July 21st and 22nd from 6 to 8 at the main library. People can register on Eventbrite, and our web address is brocktonpolice.eventbrite.com. And we ask that people register because we're actually serving dinner and providing daycare for kids younger than 12. If kids are older than 12 for this particular workshop only, they're invited to be in the training with their parents.
So from what I understand, this is going to be held at the Brockton Public Library.
Yes.
And what's the kickoff time for this? So what's the span? Is it, are you kicking off at like, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock and it'll run like an hour or two?
It's 6 to 8. We usually serve dinner from 6 to 6:30, 6 to 6:45, and then we have the training for about an hour and then have questions and answers after.
I think it's very unique that some of the information you sent me is you want to try to focus this on parents only, but if for some reason they cannot find a way to come without, you know, let's say they can't find somebody at the moment to babysit for them, that's something that's provided. That's I think, a very unique thing
Absolutely.
To offer.
Absolutely. And we say parents only, but I would be remiss not to point out that this is also important for people that work with kids. We've had staff members of various agencies that work with children that came to our first event, and they received a lot of education. They said it was very pertinent to what they do. So it's parents, guardians, it's grandparents, it's aunts and uncles, anybody looking for the education. And we do try to target the entering middle school or entering high school, that age, so as to not overwhelm the parents with too much information. So if a child is using a cell phone, a smartphone, or about to receive one, this would be a really applicable training for a parent for what to look for and what to be aware of.
We are speaking in with Brockton Police Officer Nancy Liedberg, and she's talking to us about a couple of workshops that are coming up. We have one that's coming up. The second one, it's 2 days. It's July 21st, 22nd, and then there's one on the 4th. They are completely different workshops. If you could give us the details of the two different workshops, because I'm very intrigued by both of them.
Okay, so social media which is coming up in July, as you said, July 21st and 22nd, mm-hmm. is using social media safely and responsibly. It's kind of your nuts and bolts training for a parent, what to be aware of on social media, how to use privacy settings. Unfortunately, some of the negative things that could happen if it's not monitored properly. Yep. Certainly, it has to be age appropriate. We talk about the age requirement for certain platforms. The program is called Think Before You Send, and it's really to get people to think before they hit enter, before they hit send, on what they want to share. Because even if you set your privacy settings for private, it's still public. And we talk about the Mass General laws and what could become a problem for certain kids. And again, some of it is just the nativity of the child not knowing or thinking, well, all my friends are doing it, so what's the big deal? So we really break it down to what parents have to be aware of, what parents need to look out for, and how to use it safely and responsibly. We're finding, too, I worked in the middle schools as a school resource officer for years, as you know, and to prohibit the kids from using it entirely is not a decent tool. Because
they'll find a way around you.
Exactly. We both know that if we say they can't do it at home, they're going to go to a friend's house or the library or whatever the case may be. So we really want to educate kids and parents how to use it safely and responsibly.
Talk to us about on August 4th. This is, I believe, what every parent needs to know. Talk
yes.
to me about that.
Okay, so August 4th is pretty much the Drug Awareness Prevention Education Night. And I'm really excited because we're partnering with the Mayor's Opioid Overdose Prevention Coalition, and they're doing a segment on Hidden in Plain Sight. So Hidden in Plain Sight, for those of you that haven't heard about it, is a mock teenage bedroom where paraphernalia is basically hidden right in plain sight. So the parents get to walk through the bedroom and kind of look for what could be obvious to them or what might be hidden to them because they don't know what to look for. And then we get back together as a group and we go over the things that were in the bedroom and what that could potentially mean.
How well do parents normally do with this exercise? What's usually the norm? Is it they're lucky to get about 50%, or are parents more savvy these days where maybe they get a little bit more than 50% of the items that are hidden in plain sight?
Well, this is the first exhibit in Brockton, and I've only attended ones in other communities, so I wouldn't be comfortable giving an average yet.
Okay.
But I can certainly get back to you with that.
Good. Well, yeah, we plan on having you on many, many more times.
That's... I'd like to say I'm not going anywhere, but you never know these things. I'm just thankful I'm here today.
Well, we definitely appreciate you being on here on Monday Night Talk. We got a couple of moments left. Anything, any crucial information you want to give? Do we have to have pre-registration? Is there anything?
We certainly do appreciate that because, okay. again, we're serving dinner, so we like to have a good count so we don't run out of food. Again, this is a collaboration between the Mayor's Office, Operation Divinity, and Brockton's Promise Safe Places. So if people are interested, they can go to our website, which is brocktonpolice.eventbrite.com, and they can register for both trainings if they want to. The first, or it's actually the second in the series, Using Social Media Safely is offered July 21st and 22nd. It's the same training from 6 to 8. They can register online, and they're welcome to bring their child 12 and older, because, again, the stuff that we will be talking and the videos we are showing, they tend to be a little graphic, so we say 12 and older would be age-appropriate. And the workshop number 3, which is offered August 4th, is also from 6 to 8, and they can register for that online as well.
I want to thank you for being my guest during this particular segment. How about as far as social media sites in regards to if they want to follow some of the community
Kevin.
Things that the Brockton Police Department does?
What a great reminder. We implore you to like us on Facebook, Brockton Police Community Education. We're also on Twitter, Brockton Police. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're constantly promoting events for kids, so check us out. If you want to share some information with us, you can message it to us, or my email is all over the internet, nancy@brocktonpolice.com. Feel free to send me an email if you have questions about training or upcoming events. I am the community education officer for Brockton Police, so I'd be happy to help anyone out.
They're not all about just chasing the bad guys. They're all about being community partners as well.
That might be our new motto.
You might have, you're welcome to have it if you like it. That is, of course, Brockton Police Officer Nancy Lieberg here educating the folks about these two events coming up. Please, if you're somebody who wants to get find out more about what's going on with social media and what's going on as far as drug activity, these are events, these workshops are the perfect thing. And as there are more that come up, we'll make sure that Officer Lieberg is here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. We'll step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Stay tuned.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.